Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you're listening. Welcome in the clubhouse. And just 3 weeks to the Masters Week. April 7th is Drive Chip Putt Championship. That is the Sunday before the Masters Week begins. You can sign up your junior golfer for next year at drivechipputt.com. And we're off to an amazing summer. My guests this morning, Mark Souza. He's the director of golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club and the 2016 Aloha Section PGA of the Year. Can't wait to tell you about Mark and talk with him about his amazing career. He started playing at the age of 12. I think he started caddying at the age of 12. You know, that's one of the things we talk about a lot on this show. How neat it is to get the caddy programs back in, because it gives kids such a great insight into the game. All right, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise or shopping center, a store or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Today, by the way, is the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Across the country, here in Hawaii, kids, bring your kids over to these courses. This morning, 12 host facilities. You get there at 8:30 to register. At 9 o'clock, free clinics, free fun education for new, for beginning junior golfers. It doesn't matter, you know, whether they've got skills, they don't got skills, they'll get more skills. They start learning the game, and I'm amazed at how quickly kids, I'm watching them at first tee, the first tee in Hawaii, they just pick up the club, you give them a couple of pointers, and pretty soon they're hitting some straight shots. I want to be 12 again. All right, if you have a junior golfer between 5 and 18, Kauai's Puakea Golf Course, the Princeville Makai Club, go over there. On Oahu, it's at Hawaii Prince. It's at Ko'olina and Ko'olau and Olomana and Turtle Bay. On Maui, Ka'anapali and Waiehu and Wailea. And on Hawaii, at Hilo Muni and at the Kona Country Club. So get over there, 8:30 registration, free, with PGA and LPGA professionals from 9 to 11 o'clock and refreshments and all kinds of fun stuff going on today. It's called the Hawaii Junior Golf Day, and it's today. Now, we're going to go and get to know Mark Souza, Director of Golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club. He's the 2016 Aloha Section PGA of the Year. And when I say get to know, now, I've known Mark Souza for 18 years. Every year, I go to the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Mid-Pac Open, which is coming up in April, and, of course, the Jenny K. That's in May. And I had no idea. Welcome to the show, Mark Souza.
Hi, good morning, Danielle. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Congratulations on being the Aloha Section PGA of the Year.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. That was really a surprise. You know, I've been in golf all my life. Started caddying, as you said, at the age of 12, and then got an opportunity to work in the golf shop and continue my caddying at age 14. And that's the only job I've ever had all my life, is here at Mid-Pacific Country Club from 12 till I'm almost 65. In fact, my birthday is Easter Sunday. I'll be 65 on Easter Sunday. I can't believe it. And the only place I've been, employment, a paycheck, or a caddy fee, is at the Mid-Pacific Country Club.
See, that's what I was saying. I mean, I've known you for 18 years, and right, you've been in this game for over 40 at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Yeah, that's the only place I know. I mean, it's fantastic. I love it.
And the relationships that you've built and people who nurtured you from the age of 12. I gotta ask, how easy is it today for someone 12, 13, 14 to get a job, to be a caddy at one of our golf courses?
I was talking, in fact, we had our meeting, our first meeting for the PGA Junior League at Oahu Country Club with Andrew Feldman. And we were talking about caddies. There are no caddies anymore, and that's such a I think it's a loss, you know, for the experience that you gain as a caddy. You get to learn how to converse with adults and learn the game as the adult sees it, and see how much fun they are. So we don't have that anymore. I wish somehow we could bring the caddy programs back to golf, because I just don't see it anymore except on the tour.
Is it because of time? You know, they want people in golf carts so it moves faster.
I think a big portion of that is the revenue that we get from renting golf carts. It helps the operations of the golf clubs and golf facilities. And I guess people don't want to walk that it's about a 4-mile walk when you play golf, because of and I don't know. I don't think people want to walk and play golf, or if they can't walk and play golf, because I enjoy walking and I push my cart when I can. But most of the people I play with, they want to ride a cart, so I'm riding a cart. But I think it has to do with it's just that they like to play a little quicker. They like to sit down, and I guess they don't get as tired when they ride a cart.
Yeah, I find that sometimes it's more tiring getting in and out and in and out rather than just walking along. When you said the revenue that's generated by the golf carts, some people would say, well, gee, you know, don't they make enough money? It's an expensive proposition to have a golf course.
Right. I mean, we got 162 acres out here, and our annual budget is about $8 million a year. So we gotta make sure we can utilize every part of the facility to keep our golf course running and to employ 100 employees that we have here at the club. So it's a good source of revenue. And if you think about it, a cart doesn't have too much overhead. It's just wash it down, charge the batteries, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, I was thinking if you could have, like, kids, like, follow along somehow.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, like, we've got junior golf is pretty good. We've got a program with 12- and 13-year-olds, so they're starting to play more with their dads and other golfers. So they're getting out and playing, carrying their bag and playing. So that is that's a nice sight. A nice sight to see on the golf course too is these kids carrying their bags and at the age of 12 and 13. So that's fun.
This is Mark Souza, Director of Golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the 2016 Aloha Section PGA of the Year, the highest honor the Aloha Section or any one of the 41 sections when they choose their PGA of the Year. It's the highest honor the section can bestow upon one of its members. And as Mark was saying, he started caddying at 12. He picked up the game. He played junior golf tournaments from the age of 13 to 17. Bob Tom ran the Junior Golf Association program. We call it the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association today. He was working it in 1965. The tournaments were during the summer on Mondays. And Mark Souza worked in the pro shop. He was 14 until he graduated from Kailua High School, went on to Arizona State in May of 1973, got a full-time job at Mid-Pacific Country Club in 73, played on the Governor's Cup in 1974, had the lead in the 1974 Mid-Pacific Open, and then finished in a tie for second. But I got to talk to you about Alex Beckley. The head pro from 1942 to 1962, because we talk with Mark Souza as being the director of golf, a caddy, a junior golfer, a player, and now in charge of this beautiful, beautiful country club where, of course, President Obama enjoys playing as well. And yet you are into rules. You know, you're a rules official, always at the events, but you also know how to repair golf clubs and When you were talking at the Aloha section, Ho'olauleia, when the award was given out to all of the awardees that evening, it was interesting. You talked about learning how to repair persimmon clubs.
Oh yeah, that was that's a lost art, because in the 60s and 70s, the top woods, you know, the drivers, the fairway woods, were all made out of persimmon wood. And being in the islands where we got rain, and that persimmon wood would pick up weight, so what you'd have to do is you'd have to take off the sole plate at the bottom of the golf club, and when you took that off, the way they clubs were weighted back then is that they had a lead slug back there, and you'd have to take a drill and drill out the lead weight, and then re-weight the club and just see that you're at the weight that the golfer wants. So that was a lot of fun, because right now you don't have that anymore. It's just, you know, you got a metal wood, it doesn't pick up weight, doesn't lose weight, and it's just it you know, it is what it is. So, you know, we learned how to refinish woods. You have to put 6 coats of Varathane on it, and making sure when you're drying that wood after it has to be, it would have to be refinished after about a year or so because of the wear and tear and the weather and the weathering on the wood. So that's a lost art too, to refinish wood. But it's a lot of fun working with that and getting that wood back in shape. But what was the downside of that is that when you were refinishing that wood, it would take like about 4 weeks to get the various things to dry and re-dip it again. But you would be out of a driver for about 4 weeks, so you'd always have a second or third driver with you there too. But that was so much fun, you know, taking the screws out, re-weighting the clubs.
I mean, did you ever get a guy gets his club back and says it you know, it feels heavier or it feels lighter or?
Yeah, well, see, that's what, you know, like, no, because we had a scale, you know, a weight, I forgot what it's called right now. It's been a while, but we'd always weigh it right in front of him. It says, hey, if you wanted it's a D3 and he wants it down to a D0. You have to take out the plate, drill out some lead, and put the plate back on, and then touch it up some so it would seal the plate to the wood. And then he would pick it up. He says, oh, it doesn't feel right, or it feels good. And then we just put it on the scale so it would be right there. He could see it himself that it was what he wanted. So that was always rewarding.
Yeah, it's the art that you've gone through watching the changes. It's truly amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, because I remember persimmon woods and laminated woods, and then we had a wood called a Ginty. It was by Stan Thompson. I don't know. I'm dating myself back, but it had a wedge bottom, and that concept to lower the CG on the club, or the center of gravity, to get the ball up in the air, that actually came from that club, I believe. And because now with all the weights there, you know, and the way clubs are made now, they try to get the weight lower, especially for the golfer that has trouble getting the ball up in the air, and that's how we did it in the old days, and that's how they're doing it now. Just put the weight on the bottom or more towards the sole to get the club to get the ball airborne when you hit the ball there. So it's the physics is still there, but the I mean, it's precision nowadays, like when you get a metal wood, it's never going to pick up weight or lose weight.
No, it's
right.
They're just going to come out with something new that you've got to buy because they're using aerodynamics and, you know, metal from space.
Exactly. You know, in Carlsbad, California, where they have all these manufacturers, they actually hire all these airline engineers and space engineers to come into design clubs. And I don't know where golf equipment is going to go because it's so precise right now. And it's just amazing what they can do. And they, you know, well, the USGA still has a testing apparatus that the golf ball cannot come off the club face quicker than 250 feet per second. So the golf club design and the golf ball have to fall within those parameters there. So that's a good thing, because I imagine with the technology that we have now, they can make that ball go a lot further.
That
golf
trampoline
courses would be too short, right? The trampoline effect, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. The MOI, moment of inertia, they have on that golf club is when, you know, they get that springing effect on it. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. At the Aloha section, Ho'olaulea, I'm talking with Mark Souza, director of golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club. He was awarded the 2016 Aloha Section PGA of the Year. And it was a wonderful evening because there are things I learned about Mark. As I said, he started caddying when he was 12 and he started working in the shop when he was 14. A lot of kids don't get jobs at the age of 14. I did. But, you know, dating ourselves, right, Mark? A long time ago, right?
Exactly.
We were put to work early. But I learned something about who is the youngest person who came to you to ask for a job?
Oh, God. Well, I remember years ago when I first became the head golf professional and director of golf, had a 9-year-old boy come up to me once and he wanted a job. And I said, well, you know, I mean, you're underage, but what I do have is a job on the driving range. And so I said, I'll take a chance with young West. So we hired him on the range. And what we started to notice is that, you know, usually on the driving range, your ball inventory goes down because they get lost, they get in the bushes. Well, our inventory started to increase on the range of golf balls to practice balls. And then the balls had to be washed, and the balls were always washed a lot cleaner. Well, that little boy, Wesley, is now Wesley Wailihua, which is our executive director of the PGA Aloha section. And he's been in golf. He's 30-something now, and he's been in golf now. God, since he was 9 years old.
He's going to beat you. You know,
he's going to beat me. Right, right. He's going to take my record away.
I mean, when you told that story, he started 9 years old, and he must have been searching high and low for those golf balls.
Yeah, he was dedicated, and you didn't have to keep an eye on him. You just tell me what to do, and boom, he did it.
It's exactly who he is today. He's amazing, amazing force. The Aloha section you mentioned has been very instrumental in creating career advancement opportunities.
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
Basically through our website and through our national PGA Professional Golfers Association of America. You know, we've got a person dedicated, Ken, last name forgets, leaves me now, but his job is to make sure that every golf facility in the United States has got a PGA golf professional employed in it. And so he goes through these golf courses and talks to the management teams there and lets them know that if you hire a PGA golf professional, he'll not only improve your operations in the golf, but he's also well-versed in food and beverage, accounting, agronomy. So that's how we do it. We go to the facilities and say, hey, you know, we got PGA-trained people that will run your facility probably the best they can be run.
So we're talking about not just in the pro shop, but you were saying that Mid-Pacific Country Club, where you're the director of golf, you also have the general manager who's a PGA.
Absolutely, absolutely. When Tim came to Mid-Pacific Country Club, I want to say in 07, and he was from Colina, so he was getting all his certification points. Then as soon as he started here at Mid-Pacific, a few months after he was employed here as our general manager, he became a member of the PGA of America. So we have myself and Tim as PGA members in our facility, and that's a plus to our club here because we got the best people employed here to move our club forward in the future here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now we've got the 60th Mid-Pacific Open coming up on April 14th through the 17th, a 72-hole stroke play with $70,000 in prize money.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're holding we got a minimum of a first prize for the golf professional of $14,000, and that's really good for a local tournament. And since we don't have the Pearl Open anymore, so we're starting to get a lot of the entries filled. In fact, I think we're almost about filled in our tournament. The entry forms went out about 2 weeks ago, and we're getting near closure of the entry forms right now. But I mean, 14,000 for the first prize winner in a local tournament. That's basically the work of Mike Kawaharada. He's been our chairman for the Mid-Pacific Open for about 15 years, and he has the very much aloha for the aloha PGA golf professionals, and he's always wanted to give back, and every year he's given back and promoted the local pros here in the island. So hats off to Mike Kawaharada.
That's awesome. There's a professional flight, the championship flight, the A flight, senior professional, senior amateur, B flight, almost filled up at the Mid-Pacific Open Pro-Am, though. 11:30 shotgun start, 5 amateurs, 1 professional, 2 best net aggregate, and then it includes the special tea gifts, lunch, and awards dinner. You may want to give the folks over at, should they call the Aloha section, 593-2230?
Right, they should call the Aloha section, talk to Wes or any of his staff there, and I think we've got a few spots open also for the Pro-Am, and it's just a lot of fun. The golf course is in fantastic shape. Jason Amoy, our superintendent, is starting to groom those greens, and right now, I mean, the greens are really quick. I was out with my juniors yesterday, and the greens are running about 9 or 10 yesterday, and he's going to try to get them to be probably about 11 or so during the Mid-Pacific Open, so that's going to be really quick. The fairways are really nice right now. It's just we're peaking. We're going to start to peak right at the Mid-Pac Open.
Perfect.
So that should be fun.
That should be great. You know, every morning of the week, Mark Souza, the director of golf at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, opens up the pro shop at 7 o'clock, and he gets things rolling. He's usually in a bit earlier, and then he goes off and teaches. He starts teaching at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you'd like to take a lesson with Mark Souza, director of golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club, you should get in touch with him. He started as a caddy at the age of 12. He's been at Mid-Pacific Country Club over 40 years and one of the best teachers in the state. And he's our 2016 Aloha Section PGA of the Year. Mark Souza, thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be on the show.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle. It's an honor. And keep up the good work. You got a lot of listeners out here at our club. Thank you again.
Thank you. And we'll talk soon, because I want to find out how your foot is, what you're doing to recover. Okay?
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too. Aloha.
All right. Yeah, bye-bye.
We're going to go and check out the LPGA Founders Cup, see what's going on with John Nicholson, AP sports writer, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 19th, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're looking at the LPGA Founders Cup right now, and it's being played in Phoenix, and I'm seeing a lot of American flags on the leaderboard, including Brittany Lang and Jackie Consolino, as well as Jarena Pillar and Paula Creamer and Ryan O'Toole, just to name a few. But I'm also seeing a lot of, well, South Korean flags on that leaderboard. And that's just something that we've become accustomed to, because the South Koreans, they have a way with golf. We're going to talk with John Nicholson. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. And it's the so much going on at Founders Cup. I was looking at some of the pictures and some of the tweets. Shirley Spork getting all into St. Paddy's Day on Thursday, all dressed up in green.
Oh yeah, that's quite a thing with the players, and the current players love being able to mix with the Founders. And today we have Nancy Lopez and Patty Sheehan and Pat Bradley and some other legends, younger women than the Founders, but they're here today. So it's a very good event, and it's just great for the the future with Hannah O'Sullivan, the local 17-year-old amateur who shot a 64 out here yesterday, and all the way to some of the women who formed the tour in 1950, 66 years ago.
Exactly. Have you seen Marilyn Smith, my friend? She's always busy.
Yep, she's here today. We were a little worried about the Founders, because they shifted the seats that they sit in by the 18th green, and in the morning, those seats were really in the sun, and we thought, they might have some trouble. But as it turned out, when they're there in the afternoon, they're in the shade, so we don't have to worry about them. But Jan Stevenson is one of the honorees this week, so she's been out there, and they have a heck of a time. What some wonderful ladies.
Yeah, and it's also the 15th anniversary of Annika Sorenstam shooting that 59 during the second round of the Standard Register Ping in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Moon Valley.
Yeah, and we were on 59 watch the other day when Mi Hung Lee played the first nine holes in 9 under, and unfortunately, she only made one birdie on the back nine. It was the front nine on the course, but her back nine. But we thought, wow, we might have another one 15 years in one day after Annika did that at just down the road at Moon Valley.
Yeah. Now, what's the excitement like when somebody's playing like that, when those birdies just keep coming? The adrenaline must start flowing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like Paula Creamer was talking yesterday that she hadn't even teed off and she was nine strokes back, and kind of wondering, what the heck is going on here for somebody. I mean, that's the best start to a tournament. I mean, in like the history of golf, for somebody to be 9 under after nine.
Yeah. Boy, it's really exciting to see watching the commissioner of the LPGA get up in a onesie to promote growing the game, getting kids into the game of golf. Mike Wan is so committed to this tour. It's a thrill to watch everything he does in business and in fun to make the LPGA dynamic.
Yeah, and he's been a godsend for the tour from where they were with the disaster of a commissioner, Carolyn Bivens, before, who the players finally organized and basically ran her off. I mean, she was just killing the tour. And then for Mike to come in, I mean, when he did, and just look at this event that started out 5 years ago without a purse, the players playing for free, and they, this tournament was kind of his vision, and the players really came on board and sacrificed that year. And now today it's one of the featured tournaments on the tour, and really a successful tournament. And they just keep adding tournaments, around the world and here. I mean, next year they're adding a tournament in Green Bay, Wisconsin that they're doing with in conjunction with the Green Bay Packers. And the tour's in a really good spot now. They added a big South Korean water maker as their official water of the tour this week. And a couple weeks ago, they agreed to an alliance with the PGA Tour for some marketing and that might end up down the road with a joint tournament between the tours, like the old, if you remember the old JCPenney Classic that they had years ago that paired an LPGA Tour player with a PGA Tour player. And I know the players from both tours, a lot of them would be very excited to do that again.
That would be fun. Just, you know, it would be fun. It would be strong competition. It would be great to see something like that. I hope it happens. But I wanted to touch on a little bit because of the very strong South Korean contingent here that's in the LPGA. I mean, these women, they come in and they start winning on the LPGA Tour because they're already winning on the KLPGA. And Hana Zhang, such an incredible personality, is just one of them who's kind of coming out of her shell, if you will. You know, it's the South Korean personality, you don't really see it. There's intense golf. And Suri Park, the Tiger Woods of South Korea, it kind of embodied that intensity. And
yeah, it's kind of a sad time a little bit. I mean, a sad time and a happy time, too. But Suri Park, after around Thursday, announced that she's going to retire at the end of the year. And, of course, she's no more respected player than Suri Park among the Korean players and all of the players. But, I mean, she's the one that really got it rolling with her unbelievable rookie season in 1998. And, I mean, just from when she was that year, she was one of three Korean players on the tour. Now I think there's 27 with full-time membership. And if you look at the world rankings, I mean, like four of the top eight or five of the top eight are South Korean. And half of the 16 of the top 32 players in the world are from South Korea. And to a player, most of them say they would not be here in this position. They might not even have taken up golf if it wasn't for Seiri.
Yeah, and yet what I found fascinating is the reason for her retirement. She's been talking about it for the past few years, but didn't know really what to do. Right? What am I going to do with myself if I don't play golf?
And yeah, well, she's also really struggled with the left shoulder injury. She only played eight events last year, and it's really all the hard work and practicing every day and just the pressure and grind when she was really riding high, you know, like in the late 90s and early 2000, I think really took a mental and physical toll on her. And now, but she plans to move back to South Korea and be kind of a golf ambassador and do whatever she can with elite players, maybe mentor them to play internationally and then also continue to work with young girls and boys to introduce them to the game. So she'll still really be active, and we'll still see her over here, but she will go back and live full time in South Korea.
Yeah, were you surprised when she said when she looked back at her career that she saw an incomplete person in herself?
Not really, because I mean she really through some pressure through her parents and that. I mean, if you can remember the stories about when she was a little girl, in the middle of the night, her dad would take her to the cemeteries to hit golf balls and things like that. So not really. I mean, there's a story about her when she was like after she won the Open, somebody gave her a puppy and she had no idea how to take care of the puppy. She would go on the road and come back and the poor dog had like been left alone for a week.
Oh my God.
So little things like that.
Yes.
She really did not know, at the time did not really know how to, lead a normal life for that. She was, golf and more golf. And I think it's kind of worn her out. And unfortunately she just hasn't been physically yet. She's playing pretty well here this week, She's 7 under, but you know, so I guess she's 8 strokes back of Se-Yun Kim. But you know, she really had a lot of strain and pressure early in her career with the, you know, the whole of South Korean golf kind of riding on her shoulders.
Absolutely. Wait, one of the quotes from Zuri Park is, "I took care of my golf. I didn't take care of myself. My golf, it's good. As a person, I don't think I'm good. Not good enough." And
yeah, I think there's a lot of people that say that she's a pretty good person too.
Yes,
though,
yes.
That maybe she's being a little bit hard on herself there, but.
But I like, you know, I like what she said when she said life is not about winning or losing and practicing and then winning or losing and practicing. It's about balance. It's about feeling right. It's about practicing life. And I'm still developing myself, and I'm so far behind. And she wants to open up a school to train athletes, but not just for the sport, to train hearts to minds and souls, and
mm-hmm.
and to create that well-rounded person so that if times do get rough, you've got something to go back to. And I brought up Hana Zhang. I was surprised that, you know, she said that she's crying in her hotel room still over what happened with Inji Chun, the reigning U.S. Open champ.
Yeah, and she's also taken a lot of heat in South Korea for her celebrations. She did like kind of a Chichi Rodriguez style sword celebration when she won in the when she won the first event of the year, and you're right, in Ocala, and that she got a lot of heat in South Korea for that because she used the word samurai to describe what she was doing, and she said she only picked that word out because you know, so that the English speaking media at that tournament would understand her, but the a lot of people in South Korea took great offense to that she was doing a Japanese style celebration.
Yes.
And then she did a Beyonce dance after her last victory in Singapore, and the Inji Chun's fans and a lot of the reserve South Koreans were not real amused with that at the time either. So she's kind of scaled back, and she hasn't. She's played okay, but she's. I think she's kind of feeling some strain there. She was in tears a little bit at the at her long press conference here yesterday, Wednesday before the tournament, or Tuesday before the tournament, and you know, was kind of huddled with her agent and some of the people trying to, you know, trying to express herself on the thing. But the whole thing with Inji Chun, where Hana Zhang's father accidentally dropped a suitcase and went crashing down an escalator at the Singapore airport, that it nailed Chun, the U.S. Women's Open champion, in the back. And she's now, she's missed 2 tournaments. She's also withdrawn next week from Kia. And in the meantime, Hana Zhang won at Singapore, moved to the 2nd position on the South Korean Olympic team, and Chum dropped to the 5th position, so she would be out of the Olympics now. And you just wonder she will have if she comes back at ANA, that'll mean she's been sidelined for 3 tournaments, and she probably won't play that well there. And the darn thing really could end up costing her a spot in the Olympics.
And this is John Nicholson, AP sports writer. John, that's for 2 countrymen to be having this kind of a squabble, and it's so hard. I mean, I understand it, but it was an accident, you know.
I think a lot of the contention has come out of whether there was an apology or wasn't an apology, and you know, and what was said to the South Korean media, and I mean, the both players like issuing statements and that. I think they really need to, you know, if they're both at ANA, they really need, you know, both fathers and both girls need to need to sit down over dinner and get the whole thing sorted out, and you know, and bring the South Korean media in a little bit and just get the whole thing diffused a little bit.
Yeah, it's certainly with the Olympics coming up, and they've got to be a team and going out there and carrying the flag and all of that goes with being in the Olympics. It should be a time of celebration, not of dissension and anger and animosity. What a shame that would be. Can I ask you finally what you think on the LPGA? We do have such strong European, Asian players. Do we need our American players to come out and dominate more? I know we have very strong players, but is it possible for an American to be a dominant force against the South Korean contingent?
Oh, I think sure. I think Lexi Thompson might be in position to do that, but I think maybe 5-10 years ago people were really worried about that, oh, too much Korean domination and that, but I think so many of the Korean players are showing a lot of personality and are accepted that really working hard to speak English and interact with the fans and that it's really not as big a deal. I mean, sure, it would be nice if, you know, Stacy or Lexi were up there, but they're there, and there's lots of good American players. There's young Brooke Henderson from Canada is yeah. quite popular, and has, you know, there's a lot of Canadian snowbirds here in Phoenix, and she's had huge crowds. And I mean, there's a lot of players from all over the world, and I think they just, you know, it's an international tour, and that's just the way it's going to be. And the days of only Americans and that are long gone, and maybe it's not such a bad thing.
I think you're right.
there are plenty of, you know, there, as you mentioned in the opening, there's a ton of good Americans on this leaderboard, and Hannah Sullivan, the 17-year-old high school player from Chandler, Arizona, is, you know, right up there. She's the U.S. Women's Amateur Champion, and you know, there's a lot of good young American players coming out too.
Absolutely. Oh, who are you following today?
Well, probably I'll start out with Se-Young Kim and Brittany Lang. Se-Young's got a 2-stroke lead, and she's awfully tough. I think back to Hawaii last year at your tournament, probably the most exciting finish in all of golf last year. And, she won 3 times last year and is the Rookie of the Year. It'll be interesting to see how she does. She might just pull away and end this thing. But so I'll probably start out with them and bounce around a little bit. The one thing, they don't tee off until 1:50 local time. So it's going to be, we're waiting around quite a while for them to really get going.
Final question I need to ask you. I don't know Jackie Consolino.
I don't either, and I haven't, she's an American, and I haven't really looked her up, but she's a heck of a player, and she shot a 64. Unfortunately, I didn't write her very much, so I did ask, you know, to make sure I was pronouncing her name right, and you're pronouncing her name right.
Oh, goody.
I don't know a heck of a lot of it. But one thing here that's kind of sad was watching Michelle Wee this week, you know, just doesn't have it. I mean, 77, 74, she hadn't broken 70 all year. I mean, she hadn't had a top 10 finish in 2 years, and it just, you just wonder there if it's, you know, and her parents, one on one side of the fairway and one on the other. I mean, I know you guys in Hawaii could probably all write a book on it, but you just wonder what the heck happened there.
It's hard, and sometimes I feel like if we just don't focus on her, you know, if we take our attention away, that she'll have time and space to just come back and be the great player she can be, because she's,
you know. Yeah, she keeps saying that they're a team with the parents, but you know, we were talking in the media center just a little bit ago about boy, it'd be nice if she would just toughen up and just tell her parents to go home and live their own life and just let her, you know, just let her do her own thing and just, you know, just knock it off with smothering her and that. I mean, it a poised young woman her age, and you know, and she's got her mommy and daddy
still following
there
her.
All
yes.
the time, where she's never out of sight of her parents. I mean, it's just one of the strangest things you'll ever see.
Well, John Nicholson, I really appreciate getting to know you. It's been so much fun. We've talked with you, Waste Management, Career Builders, and I want to talk again in the future. I hope you'll be on
yep,
the show.
I'll, I'll be at the A&A. I mean, you might be able to get some better guests than me at the A&A. There'll be a lot of big timers there. But whenever you need me, I'm always I love coming on.
Thank you, John Nicholson, AP sports writer. It's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Bye. We're going to get back. You know, off on a buddy's trip. He's off on a buddy's trip, but I don't know if this is a personal buddy's trip or if it's a buddy's trip that we're going to get to see on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. It's Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, co-host of Morning Drive, and he's on next. Stand by. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you're listening and you're not here in Hawaii, you may not know this, but Las Vegas is Hawaii's ninth island. That's what we call it because many people go three and four times a year to spend 3 or 4 days a week at the most in Las Vegas to enjoy, yeah, the casinos. We're lovers of gambling. We just have a great time, but it's not legal here, so we don't even have a lottery. So where do we go? We go to Vegas. Indeed. So Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider and co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, he's in Las Vegas, and I thought it was perfect. I didn't even know this. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you, Danielle. Always good to be on. Let me just start by saying John Nicholson was an awesome guest. I was listening in on that last half of that segment. Awesome guest, great information. That Chun story is a big story.
It's
out of South Korean conflict amongst that team. And you know how much the Olympics mean to the South Koreans? That is a huge story. That was great radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And he is a good guest. And it is a huge story. And it'd be such a shame, as I said, you know, for...
It's a big story for a lot of reasons. In addition to sort of open... I mean... there's a chink in the South Koreans' armor for that Olympic. I mean, that, you know, they're supposed to win that gold.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. They can't go home without it.
No.
You know, don't come home with it. It's like, and when I was,
that would be a huge upset, by the way. If South Korea does not win the gold medal at the Olympics, that's like, you know, do you believe in miracles? Don't you?
Well, wouldn't it be something if we could bring it home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good shot, obviously.
Yeah.
It sounds like this story is not, this is going to be a bigger story. It's going to continue to grow and not get littler as we get close to the Olympics. So fascinating stuff.
We had a big story when the whole thing about whether or not the Olympic golf course would get built.
Yeah, right. I know.
Right.
I know.
With Gil Hanson. I mean, you're a travel insider, but you cover golf courses. You're passionate about golf courses. You know Gil Hans. You talked to him. Was he confident that at this stage somebody would say this golf course looks like it's really ready for the Olympics?
No. This has been a series of small miracles for this course to actually get built. It's been a crazy road. The fact that they had a preview event is unbelievable, I think, to everybody involved, including Gil. I've talked to not only Gil, but members of his crew who were in Rio, including Kyle France, who I was with in Pinehurst last week, and he was telling me that, you know, this young group of 20-somethings down there building this golf course, they had fun, and they said that Gil absorbed all the political stuff. Like, Gil just takes it upon himself and never lets the crew know how bad or how crazy it got. And that's just a testimony to Gil and Jim Wagner and the guys that they are. But they continued to pave the way and do all the politicking and all the, you know, all the stuff that needed to be done. And I think the fact that they had a preview event there and that the course is where Gil wanted it to be, because, you know, there were moments where he actually almost walked away. He wasn't either going to get paid or they were going to get meddle with the course that he was designing. And he thought, you know what, this is not worth it. It was that bad. I mean, it's very – Gil Hansen's wife told me they want this to be over with. They want this chapter of their life, this Olympic course and all that went with it. And it provided a lot of great opportunities for him, and he'll benefit from that going forward. But they want this to be over with. They want the Olympics to happen and be done and stop talking about it. They do. Think yeah. about how many times he's been asked, what's the update with the Olympic course? He's been asked that 1,479 times, and that's like in a month.
Yeah, it's kind of Bryson DeChambeau was asked. You know, what is it about your, you know, the length of your clubs?
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, this is only about the 600th time somebody's asked me that question."
I know. Like, you know, the way it works now is, you know, we're all like lions on the Serengeti. I mean, everything gets eaten. Like, there is, you know, a dead wildebeest on the Serengeti is like any bit of golf news and information. Like, it gets eaten in every possible way. It devours. It's just a pack of bones out there after we're done with it.
Oh, you put it so well. You were with a Tiger in Tiger Woods. This is the man, Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, worked with Sports Illustrated before going to Golf Digest. And at Sports Illustrated, he set up that photo shoot that put Tiger Woods in with a white tiger?
Yeah, it was. 1998 Masters preview cover for Sports Illustrated. Big story on Tiger Woods defending the Masters Championship, how he kind of changed the game. And I pitched an idea of posing Tiger with Tiger Cubs, like little fluffy, like Johnny Carson Tiger Cubs that we would see from, you know, occasion. Unfortunately, Tiger Cubs are only Cubs for like a few days. You know what I mean? They're not like they get really big really fast. And the guy showed up like 220-pound Tiger Cubs. And I was like, where's the Cub? Where's the little fluffy, like, Tiger showing up in an hour? We need Cubs. Like, I can assure you the big Tigers are more. Let me bring in one of the big Tigers, because the 600-pound Tigers apparently are more tame than the 220-pound Tigers, because the guys had more time to tame them. And sure enough, you know, this is like one of my top five golf stories of my life, because it takes an hour and a half to tell. So I'm telling you the very condensed version. Bottom line is Tiger walked in, posed with a 600-pound Tiger without hesitation. We got a cover. It was supposed to be Cubs. You know, his Hughes Norton, the agent, wanted to call it off. Tiger said, no, we're doing it. Walked right up to Tiger. I would not have walked up to that Tiger. Tiger walked right up, posed with this Tiger, and we got the cover.
Smile.
Yeah. No, and roar. They would make the Tiger roar on command. And it was like, wow. You know, it shook the – and by the way – The set for the shoot was the Isleworth Country Club Ballroom.
Oh, my God.
We walked a 600-pound Tiger into the Isleworth Ballroom. I mean, it was outrageous.
This is Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, co-host of Morning Drive. That's where you have to watch Morning Drive. You get stories like this from Matt Janella. This is amazing. Now, as I said at the open, I'm not sure. Are you on a buddy's trip in Vegas for yourself or for the – are we going to see it on Golf Channel?
My life, as you know, Danielle, is one big buddy's trip. I'm trying to keep it going as long as possible. I'm really milking it. No, I'm on a 10th anniversary in Las Vegas, first week of March Madness, about eight to 10 guys, and we sit here and we mainline college basketball all day long, and we have a pocket full of hopes and dreams that end up being ripped up. Little piles of close calls, and we go on to the next day and do it all over again and again and again until we get through the first 4 days of March Madness. And We're at the Palazzo. We're at the sports book, and we're having a blast. Yeah. No golf, by the way. No golf. Leave the clubs at home.
Yeah, I gotcha. This is a basketball buddies trip. This is March Madness. It's okay. Yes, get those clubs out of there.
75 out. It's perfectly sunny, and we're surrounded by golf, but it's no golf. You know, Vegas doesn't like you to be here on a golf trip. They want you in the casino. So golf is expensive, and it's far away. And sorry, I'm outside the Palazzo, and the guy's driving by with some music. but anyway, we're doing what we do.
Okay.
How's Hawaii?
It's beautiful. It's a little chilly. It's windy. It's like we're getting winter in March. It makes
sense. How about the waves? How about the surf season you guys have had in Hawaii? The eddy went, you know, John winds, it's been waves for months.
Yes, and it's continuing this weekend. We've got like a high surf warning for the north and west facing shores, Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Maui. Even the south side is up 3 to 5, you know.
Unbelievable. I mean, if you're a surfer, Hawaii has been very, very good to you.
Yeah,
very,
you can't leave at all. But
no, paradise.
I was looking through your couples' destinations, and I saw that St. Regis Princeville made your list of couples with Sea Island, Pebble Beach, Pinehurst, the Greenbrier, Rosewood, Cordoval, Kiawah, the Broadmoor, Silverado, and Four Seasons, Scottsdale, True North. That's a beautiful, you know, that's actually beautiful hotel.
Let me tell you something. If you're at any one of those places with a significant other, like, you did good. You did good. You did good. And if you go to the Princeville in Kauai, overlooking, what is it? What's that bay?
Hanalei
Bay.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be wrong. I know you guys are, you know, particular about your bays. Yeah. If you're there and you're not married going into it, there's a good chance you're getting married while you're there. You know what I mean? It's going to escalate the relationship. Whatever you have as a relationship, take it up a notch when you go there, because the romance is ridiculous. I mean, that Nepali coast, a tour of the Nepali coast, I mean, you're coming back from there 9 months later, good chance you're having a baby.
Well, don't tell them that. They're going to get scared.
I'm just telling you the fact.
All right. Let me ask you about this. Did you expect at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, did you expect Jason Day to come out shooting the way he's shooting?
Well, it was kind of inevitable for him to kick it in, right? This is the time of year. The good players, this is the time to get hot. And I think you're seeing that, you know, with Adam Scott. I think everybody's shocked that Jordan and Rory are kind of not there yet.
Yeah.
But I would suspect that by the time they're driving down Magnolia Lane, they're putting in the work now. I mean, this is shaping up to be a really good stretch of major championship golf. After the Masters, after the Players, there's going to be three major championships essentially happen in a stretch of 7 weeks. We're going to get a flood of great high end golf. Buckle up.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good run.
It's going to the Open and the PGA Championship are in July. You know, it's
like, I know.
Bam,
I know.
Bam,
I know.
Bam, and
I know
it's just going to be amazing.
And then there's Ryder Cup, and there's the Olympic. I mean, this is going to get weird real fast.
You think they'll be tired by the FedEx Cup? Who cares if they're tired?
Oh, I don't. You know, FedEx Cup, it does take a little bit of a back seat this year. I mean, there's going to be like an, oh, by the way, everybody's going to, you know, and they're playing for $10 million. That's what's so crazy. They're going to be tired and, you know, exhausted playing for $10 million, where no one's going to feel sorry for them. I got news for you.
Nobody's that's right.
Feel sorry for them.
And may the last
man
standing walk away with $10 million.
Yeah. You get hot this summer, you're going to be rich. You're going to be rich, and you're going to have, like, some good hardware in your trophy case. This is a good year to get hot. You don't want to get injured right now.
Oh, no. No, let's not even talk about that. So I was surprised to see Jason Day come. I was a little worried about him because he was talking so much about how relaxed he was and the family, and it's so hard ripping yourself away from a newborn. And I get it, but this is your job. This is, I didn't get to talk like that when I went back to work.
Well, different thing. Listen, but I'll tell you right now, if Jason Day is healthy, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. If he stays healthy, he has a chance to have a real historical year.
Yes, absolutely. Well, whoever's hot does, right?
If any of those guys get hot, that they've all proven that they're best. The fun thing is going to be if they all get hot at the same time. That's mind-boggling. We can't even possibly. I don't even want to set myself up for that kind of disappointment, but by the way, that would be fun.
Exactly. All right. So what game are you watching today?
We're big on this Duke-Yale game right now.
Okay.
Yale is getting 6 points. I'm big on Yale. I think my year is all about the money line underdogs. I'm going money line underdogs because you get good odds. So I'm betting the heck out of Yale, money line, and we'll see. That's going to set the tone for my whole day.
Okay. Now, what about Indiana, Kentucky?
I liked Indiana coming into this, but I think Kentucky, Michigan State's out. I think Kentucky sees that this is a chance for them to just steal this whole thing. I think Kentucky's going to be too much for Indiana. Giving 3 points, put the house on Kentucky. That's what I'm thinking. Not, don't put your house and then blame it on me, but like put a house. I don't know.
Maddie,
like a little Monopoly house.
Maddie G, you're doing so good today. This is awesome.
Well, I'm well caffeinated. You got me I'm in Vegas and I'm well caffeinated.
Is there anything else on your mind that we should be talking about?
Short courses. I love short courses, and they are back in vogue. And this is going to be a great, great run. Like, we got off the tracks with building big, crazy, stupid golf courses that nobody really can play, but they're nice to look at. And now it's going to be the resurrection of little short golf that's fun, and people are going to be having putts for birdie, and kids are going to be out there having generational golf with the parents. And football is out. It's hard to justify kids playing concussion-laden football, and golf is going to be – it's golf is going to benefit, and short courses and great.
You just made me really excited when you just said that.
I think golf is a good place. Short courses.
Now, who do you know who's building short courses?
Well, look, LeBandon Dunes is about to add a fourth short course. There's going to be a 1-to-1 ratio at Bandon Dunes between big course options and little course options. Tom Doak is almost sure to get the contract to build another short course at Bandon Dunes.
Cool.
And then you're going to have Bandon Preserve. You have the Punch Bowl putting green, and you got Shorties there near the driving range. And not a lot of people know about our play, but it's another short course there. What a cool thing. At the number one golf destination in America, there's going to be a 1-to-1 ratio between short and big courses. And a lot of other destinations have missed that boat. You got Whistling Straits, 4 big courses, no short courses. Pinehurst, 9 big courses, no short courses. You got Kiowa got all big courses, no short courses. I think those people are going to Reynolds Plantation, 6 big, no short. These people need to get on board, build short courses, cater to their umbrella of their clientele, which is kids, couples, families. Give them a place to play and have fun. So that's what's going to happen.
Excellent. It's always excellent talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're a dynamite today. I don't want to let you go. But I don't want to keep,
well,
I can't keep
nice
you from your
chat.
Nice can't keep you from your March Madness, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting back inside. I gotta bring home Wichita State. I think they're in trouble.
Okay, you go get them, Matty
All
G.
Right, take care. You're the best. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Matt Janellis, Golf Channel's Travel Insider, co-host of Morning Drive, covers golf courses, resorts, avid amateurs for Golf Channel, and his reviews are at golfadvisor.com. Obviously, March Madness has taken hold of Matty G. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, and KTOH Kalaheo. And we're waiting for Michael Patrick Shields. Michael Patrick Shields, it's evening time. He's in Ireland. Now, listen to the golf courses this guy is visiting. Royal Portrush, Royal County Down, the European Club, Tremore Golf Club. And this is after we talked to Michael Patrick Shields. He was in South Africa, and then he was in Tahiti, and now he's in Ireland. He always goes to Ireland for, of course, St. Patrick's Day, Paddy's Day. he was in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So I'm not sure if he's recovered. We're still waiting to get that call. But we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 19th, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org. or call 532-0559.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. If you'd like to play a round of golf at Volcano, it's 55 or so, and it's been raining. So you probably will find a tee time, but you got to dress appropriately. Makale has a 9:30. There's a Kapolei, a 1:30. At Olomana, there's a 9:23. Makaha East, they aerated. You know, they've got to aerate. But they're only charging $35 for the round at Makaha East. So it's a perfect time to test all parts of your game. Wailea has a 9:36 and a 10:30. The Emerald Course has a 9:11 and 9:38. The first one was for the gold. And at Poipu Bay, there is a 9:20, a 10:10, and an 11:40. There's 50% off the women's tops and bottoms in the pro shop. They've got those fabulous racks that they update all the time. The Vokey wedges are on special at $109, and that's a really good deal. That's at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And Poipu Bay has a really great, it's a little late, but if you're really close by, you can still get in. But keep this in the back of your mind. In the morning, if you just want to play nine, you know, Matt and I were just talking about short courses. And that goes along with, you know, playing as many holes as you feel like playing. You don't have to play 18. There's no law that says you must play 18. And if you've paid for 18 and you don't want to finish 18, you can go back. You can you don't have to. You know, it's okay. So play three in the afternoon. How about three in the afternoon for $30 at Poipu Bay Golf Course? You go over and you warm up on the practice facility. You get a golf cart. You go out and play the one, two, and three. Okay, that's a 3, 4, and 5. And then you've played a little bit of golf in the afternoon. That starts at 3 o'clock or 3:30. And so you go over to Poipu Bay in the morning. And between 7 and 8:30, you go to the practice facility, you get warmed up, you want to play the back nine. You've got the place to yourself. The sun is coming up. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's the back nine at Poipu Bay. And you're there. They'll take you right out to the nine, and it's all yours. See? Nine for 99 at Poipu Bay. All right? So that's what you got to do. Now, today, if you've got a junior or a beginner, or somebody who's, you know, in the game and wants to get a free lesson, get some tips, get some reminders from a PGA or LPGA from 9 to 11 o'clock. Registration's at 8:30, so if you're not out the door soon, you know. But, you know, if you're a little late, don't worry about it. Go to Kauai, Puakea Golf Course, or Princeville, the Makai Club. That's what's happening on Kauai. On Oahu, you could go to the Hawaii Prince Golf Club, Ko'olina, Ko'olau, Olomana, Turtle Bay. On Maui, Ka'anapali, Waiehu, Wailea. And on the Big Island, Hawaii Island, it's Hilo Muni and the Kona Country Club. So one on each side of the island is having this great Hawaii Junior Golf Day. It's happening across the country, and those are the courses participating here in Hawaii. At the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Tim Fincham, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, was there to talk about something that you can obviously see. You know, Arnold Palmer is not hitting the ceremonial tee shot this year. He's had a shoulder injury that just hasn't quite healed, and so he's not up for it. And you kind of get the sense that Arnold Palmer is planning for when he's not here anymore, and how his legacy, how the Arnold Palmer Invitational and all of the charitable works and environmental work that's been done by his family and the people, Arnie's Army, that they've done all these years. They've been behind him. So Arnold Palmer, as Tim Fincham said, maybe the most influential person in the game of golf on a whole lot of levels, including, you know, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus really started the PGA Tour because they wanted to create something that benefited the players. So today, the players of today, you know, the self-promotion platforms that are available, the business relationships that they can develop, that they take for granted, they were really started by Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. And on the charity side, Arnold Palmer Invitational is now going to be managed, starting in 2017, with the oversight of Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. And it's interesting to hear Tim Fincham talk about the relationship between Arnold Palmer and the PGA Tour.
In collaboration with MasterCard, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports, there will be significant recognition of Arnold's accomplishments for golf and society in the years to come, and they'll be amplified through a variety of means in the telecast and related media endeavors. This will include historic clips showing how Arnold established his reputation as the most exciting player in golf, and celebration of his charitable endeavors, including the establishment of the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies. In addition to those structural things, I'd also like to comment that all of this is being done very much in partnership. We view this, and our folks view this, as really working as one entity. I think all of you are aware that all over the country, the PGA Tour spends time, energy, people, resources to grow the charitable impact and the economic impact in communities. And in most of those tournaments, which raised last year $160 million for charity, that working relationship is very close. Now, this may be the closest working relationship we have. We are absolutely committed, and we're right up the road, to doing everything we can to work with the Arnie's Army Foundation going forward to perpetuate what this tournament is all about and to continue the charitable impact.
One of the things that Tim Fincham, the PGA Tour commissioner you just heard, he said that there's been so many things that Arnold Palmer, the Palmer Cup, getting collegiate golfers from the U.S. and Europe in a Ryder Cup event, and Maverick McNealy is in the Arnold Palmer Invitational because of his playing in that, the Palmer Cup. And health and wellness, and I didn't know this at all, but Winnie Palmer, the Winnie Palmer Nature Preserve, we hear about the hospitals that Mr. and Mrs. Palmer created. And here she's also behind the Winnie Palmer Nature Preserve. She refused to allow the I-30 corridor to become a strip mall, and she fought to keep the beauty of the land as they put in the I-30 corridor in. And that's part of the culture, part of the Arnie's Army working. So on and off the course. And they're going to continue to do that and assist junior golfers as well as professional golfers who may be just beginning in the game, and they may have an interest, for instance, in doing some charitable work. And Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation will help them start their charitable works. I just thought that was great. So we've got some other interesting comments from another young man who is going to be playing in the Masters, and it's coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It's the Golf Club.
Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
So it's March 19th. And it's just about time for, oh, I don't know, how about U.S. Open local qualifying? You have to get your entry in by April 27th. And I believe it's 11 o'clock in the morning. You can't wait until, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon Hawaii time. It's got to be Eastern time. And now they're 6 hours ahead of us. So 11 o'clock is 5 o'clock. Okay? Just a reminder. If you want to be in the U.S. Open, in the local qualifying, on the Big Island, the club at Hokulea is where they're going to be. I always get thrown. You know, a lot of people don't like it when you say the Big Island, which we've said for years. They want it to be, which its name is Hawaii. The island of Hawaii in Hawaii is the Big Island. It's the biggest one. So if you want to be in the U.S. Open local qualifying, you've got to get your entry deadline in by April 27th, and it's being held at the club at Hokulea in Kailua Kona. There's one also being held, same deadline, April 27th, on Maui, and it's being held at the Royal Course at Ka'anapali Golf Course. So now, let's talk a little bit about Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson DeChambeau is an American golfer. He's an amateur. And he's one of only five to have ever won the U.S. Amateur and be on the NCAA Division I team that's won. Okay? And that's a huge accomplishment. Well, then SMU, they got in trouble, and they couldn't go on and play the golf team. Bryson couldn't defend. So he said, I think I'm going to go, I want to become a professional golfer anyway. So why don't I just go play some professional courses? He's already got so much talent. He's so good. He's so different. A physics major who believes that, you know, if you use the same length of the club, the shaft, that it makes more sense. And he talks about that at length and ad nauseum. He doesn't mind taking questions about it. But his first question during a news conference that I didn't attend, but I had the pleasure of being able to listen to, because Southern Methodist University was handed that postseason ban, DeChambeau decided to play in professional events. He'll turn professional after the Masters. Of course, he's been invited. And he's also playing in this week's Arnold Palmer Invitational. He made the cut. He shot 72-72. It's okay. It's not what these guys are shooting. You've got to shoot in the 60s to win. 63 would be good. But he was asked, what stands out to you about Arnold Palmer?
How giving he is. I think that's a huge aspect in what Arnold Palmer tries to accomplish for the game of golf. He gives back so much, and I hope that one day I can do the same, and I take that to my heart. That's what I hope to stay true to my heart, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, I hope to do that down the road.
And that's the thing I was just talking about, the giving of Arnold Palmer. And as he's going into, you know, approaching 90, he's thinking about how he can still continue to give back to the game. He was also asked, Bryson DeChambeau was asked about, you know, adjusting to the traveling. He went international. He didn't just play in the United States. Playing on the PGA Tour takes a lot of getting adjusted. We don't really think about these things, you know. But for them, they have to completely get a schedule. Schedules are so important. So he was asked, how have you, Bryson, adjusted to traveling and getting accustomed to the PGA Tour life?
Well, I know I'm going to use the rest of my 3 days this coming week to get ready. So you get 5 days as a invitee to the Masters to play by yourself with one guest and then obviously the caddy. So you don't have to have a member. And I've used two of those days, used those in December. And then you're going to use the rest of the three here coming up next week. And looking forward to getting more comfortable with the golf course and understanding the greens. The greens are the biggest factor in that golf course, I believe, and how you approach it from the second shot. But the greens are very tricky. You've got to understand a lot of the optical illusions and seeing what you can and can't do on that golf course. I love it. It's awesome. Dr. McKenzie and Mr. Jones is just unbelievable how great their combination of brain power to create that golf course is incredible on that side of the hill. It's amazing.
It really is. I walked Augusta National on a Wednesday when everybody else was paying attention to the par three contest. I said, I think I want to see this golf course. I want to see what it's like when nobody's there. I saw a few guys playing. They were practicing with their caddies. There were a few other people walking. They were watching some skipping, you know, the golf ball across the pond. But it's a special course. And in that particular cut, he was asked, you know, are you ready for the Masters? Have you played the Masters? And when you are invited to the Masters, you get 5 days. You don't have to be with one of the members. So you don't have to play with a green jacket. You can bring a friend or and a caddy. And it looks like we have Michael Patrick Shields checking in all the way from Ireland. And I think I may have, you know, with the new time changes, since Hawaii doesn't do daylight savings time, it could have been my error. Or, Michael Patrick, have you been enjoying a little libation?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Danielle. You are listening live to Grafton Street in Dublin, Ireland. That's where I'm standing right now. Very famous street through town here where it's a little after 6 p.m. Irish time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were in the St. Paddy's Day parade.
Can you believe it? I was in the Tramore, Ireland St. Patrick's Day parade. I was sort of grand marshal, if you will. And so I walked through this town with St. Patrick right behind me and a pipe band in front of me of bagpipes. And it was an unbelievable experience. It was very fun. Tramore is near Waterford, where the Crystal Plant is, and it's in what they call the sunny southeast of Ireland. And so we were down there broadcasting from the Tramore Golf Club, and the parade was later in the day, and so we were in the Tramore Parade. That cute little town.
When was that course? It's the Newtown course, 1894, the old course?
Yeah, they have 18. Well, see, here's the thing. When you come to Ireland, uh-huh. you're going to want to play all the big name courses. And you can do that, of course, And for instance, I was up at what has recently been picked the number one course in the world by Golf Magazine, Royal County Downs.
Uh-huh.
That's ahead of Augusta National. That's ahead of Pine Valley. That's ahead of Pebble Beach. All those fancy joints. Royal County Down, the Lynx course there in Northern Ireland, was picked number one.
Wow.
And they said they're booked through the whole summer already. And 75% of their bookings are American golfers.
I'm not surprised. It's like manicured greens and fairways surrounded by this, the wild. Murlock Nature Reserve and the Mountains of the Mourne?
It's where the Mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea, if you know that song, that very famous Irish song by Percy French. And so you can stand right there and next to the ocean and play the world's number one, and you'll run into Americans, okay? So if you want to have an Irish experience, though, you go to a place like Tremor Golf Club, and you'll find no Americans, and you'll have a real Irish experience. So I would recommend that people do that, you know, because sometimes Americans will come in, and they'll even go by helicopter from Lynx course to Lynx course, and they won't experience any real Irish hospitality. And so I would mix, my advice would be to mix something in that you maybe hadn't heard of that's in a little town and try it, because the hospitality is unbelievable and the crack is mighty, as they say. And that's a Gaelic word that it doesn't mean drugs. It means, you know, conviviality and fun and such.
And you also need to prepare for a longer drive. If it says it's 20 miles, it will take you longer because the roads are difficult to traverse.
Yeah, some of them are very small, and you might have a tractor or some cows or something in between you and the road. And what's funny is everybody has GPS now. So they come here, and they plug in the GPS, which gives you the most direct, shortest route. And so that takes you over some of the, you know, least direct, longest roads you can run. But the good news is they do have now nice big motorways from Waterford all the way up to Belfast and over to, you know, you can get around pretty easily from Dublin and any of those towns.
Are you going to Royal Port Rush?
I was at Royal Port Rush last weekend, and they are going to have the British Open, as you know, the Open Championship, if you will. And it'll be for the first time since the 1950s that the Open Championship's been outside Scotland or England. And it's a big, big deal. Such a big deal that they've changed the routing a little bit. They've added a couple new holes because even though it's a world top 100 course, the complaint about Royal Port Rush, which is way up there on the Irish Sea, looking out at Scotland, was that the last couple holes were kind of, you know, blah. And so they fixed that now. They made two new holes, and I got to see them and play them. And they are really looking forward to having that championship back there. They had it in the 50s, and it's the only time it's ever been in Ireland or Northern Ireland.
Well, Michael Patrick Shields, we've got to stop because the show is over.
Oh,
I know. I don't know if I gave you the wrong time, darling, and I apologize. But what I thought was really cool about the Royal Port Rush is that it is hosting an Irish qualifier for the U.S. Kids Golf Tournament on March 23rd. So get all the kids over to Royal Port Rush. What a rush. And thanks for calling in, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Slot the full, Pope Mahone. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. I think that was all good stuff.
Not really.
Oh.
But well, it's best in love.
Well, then do, by the way, translate for me via text. Thank you to all of the people who make the golf show that is called The Golf Club possible. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And if you use their pavers to create, let's say, your driveway, and you're concerned about, you know, some of the stuff that comes off a car getting into the groundwater, they've got these fabulous filters that like screen out all the chemicals and things that could potentially go into the groundwater. That's how refined they are at Futura Stone, and it's why you should get in touch with them to find out what could be best for your needs. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Golf's Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. The PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf was played for over 10 years at Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And I was just thinking, they're never going to hold the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf again. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, you have got to call Creative Plumbing. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.